This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. I have the honor and privilege of being joined by my brothers in faith and humanity. To the right, I have the one and only brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me here. It's always an honor and a pleasure. And to my right,
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for having me, Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Thank you so very much for joining us, gentlemen. Gentlemen, if you could just have a brief introduction of yourselves and your field of study, just for our listeners who've recently joined our program or those who've been with us for a really long time but have somehow forgotten.
Brother Habib, at your service. I'm studying in the Hauza. I've been studying for 10 years, Mashallah. Which is a long time for,
it is,
to some
to
extent.
To be studying anything, really.
Yeah, and...
And Brother Abdullah?
Well, I am in the same boat as Brother Habib. We kind of started together in Hauza. Maybe he was like a year before me.
I was a year before you.
Yeah. So we both students of the Hauza Seminary of Qom.
Children.
Be honest here.
You can't live with them. You can't live without them. Brother Habib, do you like kids?
Love them.
Okay.
Say my that. Kids.
Oh, your kids.
See, that's something that I learned after having kids.
That you love
and
them.
After my friends' kids.
Oh, so you felt that what you feel about your friends' kids is nothing compared to what you feel.
Yes, and that's something to keep in mind when you go into divorce. Hopefully none of you guys go into divorce. That when you have kids and you fall into divorce, the stepfather or the stepmother that's going to come in and step in is going to see this child, even though they're very good, mm-hmm. even though they're top class, they're number one. This is not their biological
child. I'd make a great stepmom, but that's besides the point. Sid Abdullah, do you like kids?
I do.
To what extent? Do you actively like to be around them? Or when they're there, you'll tolerate them in the best way you can?
No, I love them. Uh-huh. I like being around them. And
to play wrestling
I
with them.
Do tolerate them as well when they are being noisy.
Intolerable.
Intolerable. So all together, I like kids. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he said, I love to live and sit among kids, and they said to him, why? He said, because their hearts are pure.
Mm.
So, yeah, generally speaking, I love kids, and I spend most of my life with kids, like either teaching them or
raising them. Right. How many kids do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
So far, 5.
MashaAllah. Brother Habib, you've got kids of your own. Obviously, your statement made it clear. So I guess you guys are definitely going to be against the whole campaign that has been going on across the world, especially in some regions more than others, against having children or having more than a few, like a restricted number of kids, right?
Yeah.
Why?
First of all, my personal view is that really anyone that's not Muslim to have less kids is a good thing for me, because in a couple more years, they will find out that they have low population.
Mm. While the Muslim population is rapidly growing.
Yes. Mm. In another sense, for me, it's very important to have more kids. First of all, it's in our human nature. The love of, offspring, one of all, first of all, whether you want to deny it or not, your fitrah has a problem. It's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Saving the humankind altogether. Humankind needs to reproduce remain. Otherwise, we'll go extinct. Thirdly, we're Shia. The followers of Ahlul Bayt, alayhum as-salam.
Right.
And at the end of the day, our genes, our beliefs, our ideologies can be spread more by having more children. And whether you like this concept or not, every ideology, even atheists, have this kind of, centered in their mind, where human beings say that, I have this idea, I have this concept, I want to spread it more. How do I spread it more? Bring on more people like me. And that is why raising your children is always on your shoulders. Bringing up your children the correct way is always correct. Now, you want to look at more like political. Go ahead and look at the countries that are having problems with population. And the way that they are accepting refugees, the way that they are opening their doors for giving out citizenships to non-nationals, right? Why? Because they are seeing that they are having problems with bringing children. They had this fear in the 60s, if I'm not wrong, where they said that we're going to have an overpopulation and conception and everything and, all these
our
concepts,
resources
blah,
aren't
blah, blah,
be enough,
yeah. And all these fake things that turned out to be wrong. And not even that. The thing is that we might fall into low population in the coming 60 years. especially in countries who are affected, fell into this propaganda. Like, all right, have less kids, you'll save more money. They're bringing up these false advertisements. And as a Muslim, I personally believe the more children you have, the more risk, the more wealth that comes with it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've lived it. I've experienced it. Not only that, my parents experienced it. Not only my parents experienced it, my sister has experienced it. I've seen people up close where they didn't have, what's the lowest, like a dollar in their pocket. They didn't have a dollar in their pocket when their child came. But when they started to raise them and so on, the first couple of months, their wealth increased. And that's
to meet the needs of that new
The fear of wealth and the fear of the needs of the child is something wrong. There are some people who claim that raising the child, you shouldn't have a lot of children. Why? Because raising the child is going to be hard. No, who says that? Teachers raise 30 and 40 children every day.
Yeah, that doesn't there's mean some they classes, do a good
that
job
doesn't
at
make
it.
Sense.
Sayyid Abdullah, what do you think is the reason why people have been campaigning against having kids or more than a certain number of kids? Well, we understand it in countries such as China, which is now regretting it immensely. But why has this movement been happening in the past few decades?
There are a number of reasons to why this movement has been happening and it's growing rapidly. The reasons that they have, whether I agree with them or not, is a different thing. But one is that people seek those who are against it. Number one, I mean, I'm talking statistically, if you go Google it, you see the number one reason people trying to not have kids is because they say, I am much happier.
Mm-hmm.
Is their own happiness, their own self-gratification. So they're just being selfish. I don't want to have kids. I want to be happy. Why should I bring another kid that was going to, I have to raise, I have to take care of, blah, blah, blah. I don't need that nonsense. I'm happy. So that's the number one reason people always have when it comes to not having babies. Two, I want to be free. I don't want any attachment. Three, people say, well, I got too old. Four, people say, well, I'm financially incapable. And the last thing people will say, oh, I have health issues. Now, wherever each human being has his own reason to why they should not have a baby. If you have a valid reason, by all means. If you don't want to have a baby, that's also your choice. It's not compulsory. It's not wajib. But it's like Brother Habib said, it's a human nature. And this statistically says that people, after they pass the age of 35, they will always have this regret of not having a child. Everyone goes through that process. The Prophet, he himself, he says, get married, have kids. On the day of judgment, I will use that as a point of pride for me, even the miscarriage babies. So there are emphasis Islamically on us bringing kids, not to mention the fact that, they will become a Hasana Jariya or Sadaqa Jariya, a continuous charity for you and other benefits. But for those who don't want to have kids, obviously, like I said, we have to look at the reasons why and see, at the end of the day, I have to respect the opinion of people who don't want to have kids.
Mm.
But should you march and make a movement and try to convince people not to have kids?
But a lot of people who are, they are concerned with the fact that Earth's resources have been exhausted and there's global warming and there are so many children who are orphans and are victims of war and don't have parents and they need to be adopted at the end of the day. And why can't we open our arms to those kids who are in fact more in need rather than succumb to the biological need to reproduce and spread our own seed?
It goes back to this factor that that I stated at the beginning of the show, and that is that this is not your biological son or daughter. True, some people do tolerate them, but it's not like when you tolerate your biological son. And I've read so much about adopted children and how much problems they fall into by their, adopted families. Some families adopt them they think that it's going to be good and everything is going to happy. It turns out to be wrong. Mm-hmm. Some people adopt for example, for financial reasons, because when you adopt, you get more, I don't know, what do they call it, you know, finance from the government, or you gain more fame,
incentives.
You know, it's like for reasons they adopted them. All right, what does this have to do with us reproducing or not? All right, if I adopt or not, it doesn't matter. Why should I stop from reproducing? Yeah,
you can still adopt. And you can produce yourself if you have the concept.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
What the argument that the sisters are bringing is that we're draining the resources of Earth. I think we're not. Earth have the power to sustain 10 billion people, if not more.
It had the power to sustain dinosaurs, for God's
what's
sake.
What's sucking the Earth resources are the greedy companies and the greed of man. We're running out of water. We're running out of trees because we have to make so much unnecessary things in our lives. I mean, do we really need all these things that we have now? We don't. And what companies are doing, they're sucking the resources of Earth just so they could make money. That's what's happening. Stop these companies from producing this nonsense that we're living. Take phones, for example. How much phones and computers and PCs that we throw every 6 months just to replace is taking from the Earth resources.
For sure.
It's not us. It's not people that wants to have kids are killing. Land, as a matter of land, Earth is very fast and most of it is inhabitable. No one lives in it. It's either desert or forest. No one's living in it. So we can expand on Earth if we want. The problem is the companies, the greed of governments to kill Earth itself by what they're doing to it, not by people producing and having more kids. If I have more kids, my kids, what would they need? They need vegetables, which I can grow. They need clothes, which I can make. They don't need all this extra nonsense that the world is creating that is killing Earth. So that's what's killing
Earth. So are you suggesting that we go back or adopt some sort of Amish lifestyle
No, we're not.
Don't be greedy.
Everything has a limit. Everything has a limit. Create the means of comfort for yourself. But I mean, if you look at your own house, how many things in the house that we have right now that we don't actually need? You know what I mean? We just need so much plastic things that we have, billions of plastic things we have, we just don't need. I have only in my house, there's over 500, plastic spoon packages that I get every time I make an order. It comes, why would you send it to me? I don't need it. I got a spoon at home. You know what I mean? So we end up making all these little things. You have it, I have it, and millions of people, billions of people have it, and these companies must produce these things, and they end up affecting the environment. Yes, give us the necessary items that we need for our comfort, fridge, TV, and all the things that we need, but there are so many things that we don't need. You know what I mean? I'm saying we need to cut down on these things. And mankind, they have the capacity, and instead of saying, you know what, don't have kids, we say no. Try to, all these things that cause pollution and cause global warming and cause these ones, stop them. Emission from cars, emission from companies, emission from this. These things that you need to stop.
I would say this. Don't let the conditions and the environments affect your Islamic lifestyle.
Yeah.
Then what they are arguing is that such a huge chunk of already existing growing communities are going through poverty. Why don't you take that money you'd want to spend on expansion to support these people?
Sister, build more jobs, build more homes, build more hospitals. Have you seen how much McDonald's spend yearly on slaughtering sheep? Have you seen all these chain food restaurants? Have you looked at NASA, how much NASA spends billions of dollars yearly, which it could end world hunger in an instant? Elon Musk himself, 3% of his wealth could end world hunger.
He did donate the money.
He did. So how many people we have that could end all this and they could make the world a better place?
So why don't we focus on ending the issues and problems that we have at hand now, and then once everything is hunky-dory and rainbows and butterflies, we'll start reproducing all over again.
Because we're not going to have enough time doing that. Because everyone, when you're greedy, you're blind. You keep on going and walking. We're living in inflammation right now, whether we like it or not. Every country in the world, I'm not giving out any exceptions, right? Everyone is living in inflammation. Everyone's living on loans. Everyone's living on debts.
Yeah. And they go back to the reality of the cash. Earth doesn't have the resources we have.
We can make it. Allah gave us the power to. Have children, people, for God's sakes, especially Muslims. Well, not Muslims, you don't want to. That's your problem. Shia.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي let the Ummah rise again let us see daylight again once again